This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Owen Schroyer.
So the Oscars were last night. Nobody knew, but they did happen. And Jimmy Kimmel, he blew it. He sucked again. He had to push his political agenda during his monologues. Of course, pushing gun control, bashing Trump, lying about the misnomer of unequal pay. Says penis-free Oscar statue is Hollywood's ideal man. How did a guy, Jimmy Kimmel, go from hosting the Man Show that featured women on trampolines to the human caniche that you see in front of you that is now just a mouthpiece for the Democrat Party? What a pathetic sack. But nobody watched as the Oscars hit ratings low. Meanwhile, Black Panther continues to surge in the box office while what used to be a popular actress, Jennifer Lawrence, Red Sparrow, flops. Yeah, that's what happens, Jennifer, when you try to shove your political agenda down people's throats. Ryan Seacrest is under attack with accusations. He's fighting them. It's just a dangerous precedent that these people are setting where you just can accuse somebody of sexual harassment and then they're guilty without due process. And one of the nimrods over at the Oscars last night, Emma Watson, first of all, she has a haircut straight out of Dumb and Dumber. And then she goes dumbest and she puts a tattoo on her arm, Time's Up, and misspells time. Ouch. But you know what's funny? Time is up. Time is up on you. Time is up on Hollywood. Time is up on being bullied by the left. Time is up on the deep state. Time is up on globalism. So time is up. Can you imagine, though, if we had the schools guarded like the Oscars were guarded last night? Can you imagine if we had the same type of security at our schools that we had at the Oscars last night? But this is Hollywood. These are the gods and goddesses. So we have to have armed security for them. But the children, you know, we just push gun control when something bad happens to them. But here's a little montage of some of the highlights from last night's Oscars that everybody missed.
Oscar is the most beloved and respected man in Hollywood. And there's a very good reason
why. I thought that was Harvey Weinstein.
Look at him.
Wasn't that Weinstein?
His hands where you can see them. Never says a rude word. And most importantly, no penis at all. He is literally a statue of limitations. And that's the kind of men we need more of in this town. What happened with Harvey and what's happening all over...
Says the guy who used to host the show that was all about men objectifying women.
We need to set an example.
We are so happy to be here, but a little nervous too because a few years ago...
Turn this off. I can't deal with this crap. I'm done. Thank you. Thank you. That's why nobody watches. You know what? I'm glad that they go with the theme... Time's up. I'm telling you, time is up for them. Their time is up. Yeah, there's the old... Pull that back up. There's the old logo for the Man Show. The Man Show. It was called the Man Show. And then... I mean, so this is actually art from Sabo, who we have on... who's going to come on today. Actually, at 1 o'clock here Central, Sabo is going to come on. Now, this guy's become famous for some of his street art. Where he just uses art and creativity to call out the double standards in Hollywood and to call out the double standards of liberalism. So Sabo is going to be joining us. It's just nuts. I mean, these people are such frauds. Ooh, man-made global warming. How much gasoline do you think all of them burnt flying on their jets to get to the Oscars last night? How much energy do you think was spent lighting the Oscars so that all the prima donnas could be properly lit? How about all the money spent on security and arms to secure that event? But don't have that at schools. No. If there's a threat of a gun at a school, the answer is gun control. But if there's a threat on the celebrities at the Oscars, the answer is armed security, lots of guns, heavy security. That makes sense. You see, Hollywood stars are all that matters. They're the most important thing on earth. Just ask them.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, time's up, all right. Time's up on America being lectured by a bunch of Hollywood morons. Time's up on globalism destroying nation states and sovereignty in America. And time's up on fake news lying about current events and politics to properly shape their agenda, which is all part of the same agenda as the rest, to destroy America. And right now, you've heard it. It's been all over the internet, all over the news, how they're trying to ban InfoWars on YouTube. We've gotten strikes, more strikes, strikes removed, new strikes. It's like they're just playing games with us. And, of course, CNN is behind a lot of this now, so we are extending our Paul Revere specials. And it's the Defeat CNN's Attempt to Crush InfoWars special, because if you are sick of CNN, if you want to thumb your nose at CNN, well, then you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how you support us. And we've got great specials going on right now, including 50% off some of our most popular products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality, The Real Red Pill, True Whey Protein. All of that's 50% off and more. You've got a lot of the apparel at InfoWarsStore.com, 80% off right now. Specials on BrainForce Plus, all the most popular products. And, of course, free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. So if you're looking for a heavier order, like the emergency food supplies or an air filter or water filter, now is the time to take advantage, because we've got free shipping store-wide. So if you watch CNN and Don Lemon and Brian Stelter and you get so mad you want to break your television, don't break your television. It's keep your television. It's probably watching you. So just go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us and help us grow in the face of CNN and eventually just drown CNN fake news out. My next... There's a nice picture of Lemonhead. Don Lemonhead. My next guest is Brandon Tatum at The Officer Tatum. You can find his YouTube channel, BT Cruiser 34. You probably recognize him. He's been on with us before. We're going to talk a little bit about gun control, a little bit about some of the other issues going on right now. You know, Brandon, it's just amazing to me how here we are in the middle of being lectured by all of the liberals. You can't have guns. We need to, stop ARs. We need to do something about this Second Amendment and all this stuff. And then you have the Oscars last night. And what do you have? Armed security, heavily secured, you know, lots of security detail with guns. I mean, it's weird how they want to be protected by guns, but if you want to protect a school with guns, the answer is no guns.
Yeah, I think it's just we're being influenced or run, not you and I, but the masses are being influenced and run by people who are ignorant that just have a platform. So ignorant people with a platform, they spew out all of these things that sound politically correct, that sounds, I guess, conducive to their cause, but it's absolutely ignorant, man. There's no way, form, or fashion that people that can sit in a room and feel comfortable, safe, and protected by others will then reject the idea that our students and our schools, our young people, and even citizens walking around with the Second Amendment, you know, constitutional right should be somehow robbed of their rights to defend themselves.
Yeah, and it's just a very dangerous, slippery slope, even to ban bump stocks, in my opinion, because they want to use this terminology where they say anything that increases the rate of fire. So what are they going to come after next? A new trigger, a new scope? I mean, so there's all kinds of things there. But, you know, going back, you're a former police officer. When you looked at the event that happened in Florida, just from a scenario situation, and you hear about the officers not going in, you hear about the stand down, you hear about them telling medical teams not to go in, and then the medical team saying we wanted to go in, we were told not to go in. I mean, what kind of tactics were they using there? I mean, did this sound like normal police tactics, or did it sound like something else was going on?
Well, this is a complete disgrace from the top all the way down. You know, obviously they've dropped the ball in multiple areas with the FBI, the local law enforcement, the school. Everybody dropped the ball when it comes to this kid. They could have prevented the shooting. Had nothing to do with gun laws. If they would have just implemented the things that are already in place, this guy wouldn't have killed anybody. But the protocol for active shooting, I mean, I learned this 6 years ago when I became a police officer, and this has been going on forever. When there's an active shooting that is occurring in a school, you have to man up and you have to take responsibility for you being the one to have to save these young children. There is no staging. There is no planning. I mean, you may have 2 or 3 seconds to figure out how you're going to go and assess the issue and take down the threat. That's it. There is no waiting. There is no coming up with ideas. There's no I'm waiting for my commander. And I tell you what, as a police officer, a former police officer, if I was in that situation, if the chief came and told me, stand down, I'll tell him to screw himself and I'll go in there and save those children's lives. Because I look at it as if, what if those were my children? What if my kids were in that school getting shot to death? Would I sit outside and wait, or would I go in there and risk my life to save those children?
Well, and it sounds to me that the officer that is being called a coward that didn't go into the situation, it sounds to me like he was trying to use some sort of tactical excuse and say, well, I didn't know where the shooter was, so I was trying to hold my place. Okay, maybe that's true, maybe it's not, but according to the way that they train you, that's not how it was supposed to go down. And then on the back end, though, it's almost as if they're trying to protect this officer. And then they let him walk away with his pension and retire. I mean, how do they allow this to happen? First, the guy, dereliction of duty, doesn't go in to save children's lives. And then they're going to give him a nice severance package on top of it?
Yeah, it's disgraceful, man. I'm not sure what the heck is going on in that county. I don't understand. Listen, our general orders in my former police department is cowardice is actually against the general order. Like, if you cower in any situation that's presented to you and that caused other people to get hurt, or, you know, you pretty much fail in your assignment, you can be terminated. And when I say terminated doesn't mean give you an early retirement. Terminated means that you have not, you know, accomplish what you've sworn to do. Therefore, you can no longer do this job. If you can no longer do this job before your retirement date, then that means you're fired. No pension, no nothing. I honestly believe that. I know that man probably worked his whole career, worked for 20 years. But when you end your career being a coward, not saving lives, you don't deserve a pension. You deserve to keep working until you figure out what's going on in your inner man, that you would let people die. There's no tactical advantage. There's no tactical scheme. Listen, when you see people getting shot while everybody's running and screaming, you need to be tracking the person who's shooting people. Because if he's on the other side of the school and you're sitting at a post, he's going to kill people before you run into him. So I don't like his excuse. I understand the hard work and dedication it takes to be a police officer. But at the end of the day, when you do something that egregious, you shouldn't have your pension.
Well, and it sounds to me like you could have yourself sit this down if you're the officer, and you can say, look, I was a coward that day. I blew it. And so I'm going to quit. You know, I can no longer fulfill my duties. I just can't do it. I don't have the spine anymore, whatever. So he quits. And then you have the sheriff, you know, who lambasts him, saying, yeah, he's a coward. He blew it. But then they give him his retirement. I mean, it just sounds very strange. I mean, if this went on in a department that you worked for, what would you be thinking about the sheriff that allowed this to happen?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't understand how he still have his job, because it starts from the top down. When your officers are not responding properly, and you have to wait for an outside agency to come and take responsibility for a situation that you were initially responding to, then that means that the chief is not, or the sheriff is not doing his job. That person is voted in. That person can be voted out. And I don't understand how this man still has his job after he gets on TV and says some of the dumbest things that I've ever heard. He failed to take accountability for anything that happened. I don't think I heard him say it was his fault. He keeps pointing the finger, blaming the NRA and everybody else from the things that I've heard. But at the end of the day, man, what it comes down to is that this man needs to take accountability for his actions. When his troops don't do what they're supposed to do, causing people to lose their lives unnecessarily, even when it comes to reporting or even the actions during that day, that man needs to step down. He needs to walk away from the job. He don't need to pander to anybody else. And I think that was a failed part on everybody's end for that man to keep his job and for them officers to not act.
Yeah, there were about 10 to 20 mistakes that should have prevented that shooting from happening long before Cruz ever decided to grab that gun, hop in an Uber, and show up at school that day. It's really sad, but we need to talk about the real issues here, and there's about 20 of them before we even get to gun control.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jong-un is going to be meeting with South Korean officials, and this is the first time since he became leader in 2011 he's going to be meeting face-to-face with South Korean officials. Now, how much credit does Trump get for that? Well, you can have that conversation, but certainly you would think some. You would say that President Trump has certainly influenced Kim Jong-un some, and the South Koreans some. So he deserves some credit. Now, CNN covered this story in like five different articles and hardly gave Trump any credit for it at all. So Trump, it's Trump's fault when North Korea threatens to blow us all up. Then it's Trump's fault when North Korea actually might be getting diplomatic with South Korea for the first time in almost a decade, though, you know, Trump is nowhere to be found in a CNN article. So that's just how the Communist News Network operates. That is, if they can find time from praising Kim Jong-un's sister all day long. My guest is Brandon Tatum, former police officer. You can find him on Twitter at the Officer Tatum, his YouTube channel, BT Cruiser 34, and his Patreon account, Patreon/Brandon Tatum, is how you can support him. Check out all of his work. Let's get into the Oscars. Now, Brandon, I'm pretty sure that we're about the same age. I'm 28 years old. I remember growing up, I think it was on like the original expansion of Fox Sports. It was like Fox Sports West or something, or it was featured on, I think, the first Fox Sports expansion when they launched all these other syndicates. And it was The Man Show, and it was on late nights, and I would always watch it, you know, when my parents went to bed, and, you know, I'm enjoying the fact that there's these, you know, women bouncing around on trampolines, and Jimmy and Norm Macdonald are making the crass potty humor jokes. Okay, you know, it was funny for a young kid, you know, staying up late. How did we go from that Jimmy Kimmel to the Jimmy Kimmel we see today that's a mouthpiece for the Democrat Party? And beyond that, I guess you could understand how that happens, but how is it that he actually gets to fill this throne? He is the heir of the liberals to tell us how to think on late night television and at the Oscars. It's like, how does he make that transition and get away with it?
Yeah, man, I have no idea. That's probably the million-dollar question, man. It's really interesting to me that these people have gone completely berserk, man. They've, you know, Trump derangement syndrome, and I said this earlier in the year, people reiterate this, but I really think it's a real thing, man. These people are cracking up left and right. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel is losing his mind, and they have no shame in what they're saying. Even as ridiculous as it is, they have no shame. I don't understand. Maybe because he, you know, taking the syndrome pill or something, and he's gone crazy, and he's adopted the principles, so they want to continue to use him moving forward. Other than that, I have no idea why this guy's acting like this.
No, I think are we on the DSM-5 now, guys? When the DSM-6 comes out, Trump derangement syndrome honestly needs to be in it. No, I think that that's a real thing. Now, I doubt that would happen, but it should. I mean, this is a real thing. We're actually dealing with this. I mean, look at this. Twitter suspends user for calling Maxine Waters crazy old lying lunatic in a bad wig. That's just the truth. I mean, that's just the truth. And then Maxine Waters says that Trump is racist for questioning her IQ. If that isn't Trump derangement syndrome, I don't know what is. Maxine Waters has Trump derangement syndrome. How else do you explain it?
Yeah. I'm telling you what, man. It's not even just the people who are in these political positions, people with a lot of fame. I mean, everyday people that I run into are completely losing their minds. I mean, with no kind of articulable facts to illustrate anything that they're talking about. All it is, if you say Trump, they go straight to saying he's a racist, that he's never done nothing. I've had people say that he haven't passed any legislation, or we're not passing any legislation, that Trump hasn't done anything for this country, that Trump is running us into the ground, he's racist against black people, he's trying to put us back into slavery. I have had people, literally grown adults, who supposedly have a functioning brain, that are saying things like this. And not only are they saying these things, they actually believe these things. That is the huge problem. And I think that's where we come into play, that we continue to push the message. We continue to tell the truth, no matter at what cost it is. And for people who support us to continue to show support so we can have a platform to pass this message on. Because if we do not, if we fail to do this at this crucial time, then these leftist lunatics with Trump derangement syndrome are going to influence our children, not mine and yours, but they're going to influence the young people of this country. And before you know it, we're not going to have a country anymore. So I think it's invaluable for us to continue the path that we're doing, and for people who are really a part of this movement and message to continue to support and keep us moving forward.
And they really are already doing that. I mean, this is what we're seeing in the public education system, at the universities. It's really sad. But it's like a gut blow. I mean, it's like you talk to an individual and you say, all right, you know, why don't you like Trump? But Trump hasn't done anything for America. He puts Russia before America. And it's like you just got kicked in the gut. You're like, oh, like what? Like what in the, you can't even believe it. It's like you lose your air. It's like, how do you, what? All right. You know what? The mental institution is two blocks that way. I think you'll find where you belong. All right, Brandon, I wanted to bring this story up today, and you used to play football at the University of Arizona, so I wanted to bring up this story because I find it very inspiring. One-handed linebacker makes statement with combine performance. Shaquem Griffin, I'm not sure if you know this guy, but he's a linebacker from Central Florida University, and he's missing a hand and part of his arm, and he's doing well in the combine. He's trying to become an NFL linebacker. But the reason I wanted to bring this up, and you can talk about, you know, obviously the difficulty it would be for a linebacker to play with one hand. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You got to wrap people up and tackle them. But to me, this is a great story of perseverance, of not letting the status quo keep you down, of just pounding through whatever obstacles you have to get through to accomplish your dream. I mean, what do you think about this one-handed linebacker trying to make the NFL right now? Pretty inspiring to me.
Yeah, it's pretty inspiring, but this is the American spirit. This is what I feel America is all about. Is people who overcome adversities with minimal excuses. Because this is a perfect example. That man can lay down, say, I don't have a hand, or I'm missing part of my arm, so maybe I can't tackle, or I'm not good enough, or I shouldn't give it a try. But with the spirit, the American spirit that I feel like is in me and you, is that you don't have time to waste making excuses. If you want to get it done, then you get it done at all costs. And because he's not using these excuses of I don't know, that he was held down when he was young, he probably got bullied when he was young, all of these things, he's putting that aside and saying, you know what, I'm going to pursue my dreams with all I have. And in this country, is the only country that I can do that and actually become successful. So, man, I think kudos to him. I hope he make it to the NFL, and I hope he show the world that it does not matter what disposition you have. If you bust your tail, you work hard, you believe, you can accomplish anything.
Exactly. That is so well said, and that is the American dream. And you know what? It probably is a lot harder for Shaq Griffin to make the NFL than people with two hands, but he's not going to let that stop him. That's what America's all about. That's the American dream. That's inspirational to me. Brandon Tatum, thank you so much for joining us at The Real Officer Tatum. You can support him on Patreon, patreon.com/Brandon Tatum. There he goes. And as always, folks, we are in a war right now. You need to support people, support media that is putting out real ideas and real news. Infowarsstore.com. That's how you support us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Jones here, about to take off on a family vacation here. We'll be a working vacation. There will be live reports. There will be tape reports coming in. Owen Troyer's doing a great job hosting live right now. But before they close the cockpit door and I take off, I wanted to call in with a couple of key tidbits of very, very exciting, positive news that the globalists that do not want us to celebrate will be aware of, because it is a roadmap. It is a major roadmap to victory. And that roadmap to victory is this. They just had Italian elections, and they've got about 8 different major parties. They're a parliamentary system, not 2 major parties like us. And the huge news is, ladies and gentlemen, is that
normally a populist party or other side parties might get 5% of the vote, they got right above 50%, and the Democratic Party of Italy just was swept from power, and their leader just resigned. This is happening in every nation across the world, so the demographic numbers, the facts, the voting blocks all show that despite the fact that the globalists have had to flood the first world, the third world populations and brainwash them into globalist minions, it has not been successful at all. So there is that really, really exciting news that that happened. And then, of course, in the history of... Okay, there you go. We've been sitting on the tarmac for an hour and a half, but they're letting us take off now. Let me just get back to what I was saying. The other big news is, in the history of Kim Jong-un being the third generational dictator of North Korea, he's never met with any delegation from the South, but he invited the intelligence minister and others. They're of an emergency meeting, and that just shows you how Trump has gotten them to come to the table. And in the history before that, well, there's only been three other such meetings. So since 1949, when the whole communist invasion happened out of China, and they tried to take over northern South Korea, this is the fourth such meeting of this type. It proves that Trump is right by not going along with the strategic patience and letting them build their nuclear arsenal and threaten their neighbors, but by standing up to them and building up force and being serious about doing something, they have been now forced to back off and come to the table. So yet again, ladies and gentlemen, things are really changing. It's a big deal. Now, here's the negative news. I saw the reports on early voting here in Texas. The AP reported that Democrats have doubled their turnout in early voting that they did in the major election in 2016. Now, normally you've got about 20% more that vote during a general election, not a midterm election. So the fact that the Democrats are doubling in their turnout in the early voting in Texas shows it's going to be absolutely massive. And in many other states like California and Illinois, they let illegal aliens get driver's license and then vote. So that tells you that there's major election fraud going on everywhere, and that they're voting repeatedly and voting often, as Obama told illegal aliens to do, and folks voting in the names of dead people. So if your father or mother or brother or sister died and they're on the voting roll, you got to go check the voting roll to make sure they're taken off the voting roll, or you can believe for many decades, there's some folks voting that are 150 years old in Illinois. They will be voting for the next few decades at least, unless you don't let the Democrats vote in their stead. People tend to blame illegal aliens. They're just people they put on buses and take around to vote 10 times off the voter roll. It's really the Democratic Party caught on video orchestrating the entire situation, as you know. The Project Veritas caught them. So the good news, humanity's waking up, populism's exploding, but the globalists are engaged in more crime than ever. And back to Owen Schroeder in a live transmission from the ATX. I'm Alex Jones.
You know, and this really is an interesting story that I've kind of been monitoring, and it just actually keeps getting worse, where now, as Alex was just reporting, they have the numbers in, where it looks like they're actually getting double the amount of early voting registration for Democrats that they have in the past. And you actually break it down by numbers, specifically if you look at the state of Texas. And it's very strange because you say, at one angle you could understand, okay, the liberals are foaming at the mouth right now. They are going around doing all these voting registration activities. They do it outside of Black Panther movies. They do it outside of events. They do it anytime they can. You've got cities like Chicago where they're trying to get basically illegal non-citizens to vote. They're giving them the right to vote. You've got states like California where you know that's going on. And then they use their dirty tactics of just finding out who's still on the voter roll that shouldn't be there, like dead people or what have you. And it's funny because I was thinking about this, and you've got elections coming up here, and I'm actually registered to vote in St. Louis, Missouri. That's how I voted for Trump. I did an absentee ballot. But I still need to register to vote here in Texas. I need to take care of that. I'll probably take care of that this week. But I was thinking, I was like, you know, so it's like, I don't, how do you explain this? Do you do what James O'Keefe of Project Veritas has done and other people have done? And do you expose what the Democrats are doing to get votes? Like, do I intentionally try to vote multiple times like I'm a Democrat? Like, do I intentionally try to rig the system and cheat like the Democrats do just to prove you can do it? Just to prove how Democrats have basically zero security for elections anymore. So they want to complain. Oh my gosh. Russian meddling in the election. They're looking around every corner, looking around under the desk. What? Russian meddling everywhere? Oh. But then they don't even want voter ID at the booth. Now, how do you explain that? How do you explain the Democrat Party crying, spending millions of dollars, weeping every day, preaching every day, Russian collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion, Russian meddling in the election, Russian influence in the election. The elections, they're screaming at the top, the election's null and void! The election's null and void! It was Russia! Russia tampered with the elections! Trump is not the president! It was Russia! And then the same Democratic Party says, you don't need a voter ID. What's that? You just came across the border from Mexico? You want to vote? Come on down, baby. Democrat, baby. We got you. How do you explain that? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. Surprisingly, it's actually very simple. Democrats thrive off the illegal vote. Why do you think people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters take more time and energy to acquire a vote from a non-citizen? Why do you think they campaign and take up the pulpit on issues that don't actually affect Americans, but non-citizens? Well, think about it. What does a political candidate do as soon as they get into office? They are running for re-election. That is the Democrat platform. Non-citizens, open borders, anyone can vote. However, if the results of the election determined by the American people go against the Democrats, then it must have been Russian meddling. Why don't we just, you know what though? Why doesn't Russia, see, if Russia really wanted to meddle in the elections, all they would have to do is just send a tanker of people over. Just send mass loads of planes and boats. Just send over all these Russians and just have them go vote in California. I mean, that's all they would have to do. Just send in. They don't need to speak English. Just send them on in. Send them on in. Tell them they'll vote Democrat. Oh, yeah, the Democrats will sign you up real quick. They'll, you know, they'll either find a way to get you a vote, get you an ID, get you a driver's license, or they'll find some dead schlep, and then you can just vote in place of them. I mean, it's insane. This is the Trump derangement syndrome. It's that real. But you do have President Trump calling out the Obama administration today, saying their crimes, the illegal spying, bigger than Watergate. And it is bigger than Watergate. And everybody knows it's bigger than Watergate. And that's why Trump's base is growing impatient as we are approaching a year and a half into Trump's first term. Hillary still walks free. Obama gets to walk free and just desecrate all over the portrait museum with that trash that he sends out there. Let's get these people in front of a House committee and give a testimony, Trump. Please, that's what we want.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So there's still a lot of news that I need to get to today, and we will get to it. But before I get to that, I want to play these videos that we have on the Alex Jones channel. They always go viral, and this is the type of content they want stopped from getting out there into the public, hemisphere, into the public domain, where the street minions of the left are the most vile, disgusting, hateful, ignorant people that you can meet. And the average individual that isn't politically active or informed or what have you, is just neutral, sees that video and immediately wants to be removed from whatever that is. They see that hate, they see that disgust, and they just want to separate themselves from that. So they, maybe they become a conservative, or maybe they watch InfoWars now, or maybe they like Trump, whatever it is. But that's always the instinctual reaction, is when you see something so disgusting. As the average Trump protester, you just want to get away from that, as far away from that as possible. So that's why they want videos like this censored. So Trump comes to Austin, Texas to deal with Hurricane Harvey because the Emergency Management Center is here in Austin, Texas. So we go out to cover that, and sure enough, Trump protesters show up, and they want Trump impeached, but they can't tell us why. Here is that video.
A few minutes. We're gonna have a moment of silence.
All right, this is not the right video. This is the ultimate highlights video. I'm looking for the epic fail video. Let's play that video.
These people want to impeach the president. Let's see if they can figure out why.
Here in this part.
Well, go ahead.
Why is InfoWars filming this part of the collection of people?
Why wouldn't we?
Why would you?
Do these people? Well, because it makes no sense. Don't these people want attention? Don't they want their message out?
I think that everybody's working on getting their message out, and we can do it pretty good without InfoWars.
So here's a platform with millions of people. Why not have our platform?
Because your platform is fake news.
What did we report that's fake?
Just about 90% of what.
So just name one or two things. It should be easy.
I'm really not interested in.
So nothing. So you prove.
Right now.
So see, but here's the problem, ma'am. No, you're not. You're young and beautiful. No, you're young and beautiful. Listen, though. We don't report fake news.
I'm curious about why you all would even dare be here.
Well, because I want to hear from people like you to figure out what you're.
Why would I dare?
I mean,
how
come on.
How dare I?
My president, something.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Here we go. Give them their platform.
This is such a glorious moment for me.
I got a chant going. What about gay frogs? Hey, who behind their sign mentioned gay frogs? That's actually a real issue. That's the funny thing about it. Is InfoWars fake news? What does InfoWars report that's fake? You, sir?
Everything. I got nothing to say.
He's got nothing? Let's see. What, are you like InfoWars, sir?
I really don't like InfoWars, and I'm ashamed that Alex Jones is from Austin.
Why? He's from Dallas, actually.
He's based in Austin, right? You guys are based
in
Austin.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You're disgusting.
We bring a lot of money to the commerce here. You should like that. We pay taxes.
Based on conspiracy theories and fear-mongering and hatred, it's pretty disgusting.
What do we do that's hate-mongering?
You're a smarmy little prick.
What did I say that's smarmy? What are you talking about?
I'm just going to hate
you. Mike, you're
Trump hasn't given up with
out of my city, you prick.
You gotta spread love, y'all.
Is this spreading love, do you think?
To
this
guy, are you spreading love?
I'm just asking questions. Excuse me. I showed up here and you're the one that started hating me. So
you
that's not
to me and asked me my opinion and I gave.
Actually, I was trying to talk to her and you stepped in front of me. What am I? What am I?
You're really tough, aren't you?
Dude, I'm literally standing here asking. I've never been in a fraternity. I'm cowardly?
Like a job, a little job.
Hold on, I'm cowardly for stepping into a crowd of people that hate me.
You're being provocative.
I'm being provocative. Okay, I'm being provocative. Just by being here. Just by being here, I'm provocative. I'm not welcome here. You guys are so tolerant. Look at this guy. Look, I asked one of you to have an educated conversation with me. Just one.
We don't want to talk.
Just one. Because you're too stupid.
Climate change is real, says this guy.
Because you're not smart enough.
Yeah, it's called climate.
I have every right to be here, folks. This is the attack on free speech. They're all allowed to have their message. I'm not allowed to have mine.
We'll never be divided.
Hey, can you tell me why Trump should be impeached?
We'll never be divided.
Okay.
The people.
I'm going to ask everyone here why Trump should be impeached, one by one.
The people.
I've already asked these two.
We'll
hey, why should Trump be impeached?
The people. United.
Why should Trump be impeached? Hey, why should Trump be impeached?
See, this is what they do. I told you, I don't make this up. They come up and they rub against you. It's some weird fetish of theirs.
Why?
They look like weren't hugged enough as child or as children or something.
Do you believe Trump should be impeached?
Look at this one. This one was out Saturday. Pause right here. This lunatic that's about to be featured here, making fart noises with her mouth. Was that from like Anchorman or something when he's drunk? This lunatic was back on the streets on Saturday, still making fart noises with her mouth, but now dressed as a clown. You can find that video on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Let's go back to this crazy.
Do you make fart noises with your mouth? I say yes. That's the first answer we've gotten out here.
What?
Do you believe Trump should be impeached?
Look at this. What's this lunatic?
Because of a lot of things that he's done.
Like, name a couple.
He's not united the country.
Well, how is he not united the country? You're the ones that are out here dividing it.
Are we?
Why should Trump be impeached? Give me the legal reasons.
Would you like a whistle?
Well, yeah, let me have
a Yeah, it's a lot easier to make fart noises with your mouth than answer questions, isn't it?
Too.
It's a lot more fun, too.
Because you have a flag that you have something to say?
No, man, I'm just here asking people, what? I'm asking people why they want Trump impeached, and nobody can answer the question.
How many whistles does this woman have?
Get out of here.
Why do you want Trump impeached?
It's been fake news for 15 years.
Why do you want Trump impeached? Hey, we found...
everything we report on comes true.
Because he's lied 1,000 times on record.
What does he lie about?
Should we look it up on his phone?
No, he's recording right now. But you're the one saying impeach the president. Yeah, yeah, because you're the one who wants to impeach him.
I mean, I can impeach him myself.
But you're out here with the impeach Trump crowd.
Yeah, I would love to advance an impeachment agenda.
Why?
Because we got a liar.
I know, so it keeps coming back. So what did he lie about?
Let's look this up.
Okay. But you're out here protesting. You shouldn't have to look it up. You know, you should already know your cause, don't you think?
You're probably, you know, right in some way, shape,
I mean, if you have to look it up, it must not be that important to you, you know?
This sounds like a leading question.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you do some research and we'll come back. How about that?
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, thank you for talking.
Thank you. Yeah. America first.
Well, I salute you. It must take some courage to come out here with all these crazy protesters.
Hey, then watch out.
Yeah, you know what?
This is my interview.
Hey,
tell my interview, please.
Tell
like,
these people. Tell
please.
These people about the hate they're showing.
I'm just saying, like. Anyway.
Yeah, I can't even interview this young man without them interrupting me.
I'm just curious. What's it like to be a Trump supporter out here? With all the Trump haters, are they
ignoring? It's annoying. It's hard to, especially that one.
Are they telling you to leave? Like they're telling me to?
No.
They're not telling you to leave?
No.
Okay.
Probably so good.
In people's faces.
Actually, I'm having a pleasant conversation with this young man right now.
Like,
did you hear that?
That's what they do.
Hey, can you tell me why Trump should be impeached, ma'am?
Still Wayne.
Still over. Ma'am, can you tell me why Trump should be impeached?
Please go sell your supplements somewhere else.
We make great supplements. Would you like some?
No. Please go away.
Okay. We make excellent supplements. Infowarsstore.com.
So there you go. So that's what we deal with. And now here's another little highlight video of just a compilation of all the other events we go to with these crazies.
A few minutes.
This is one of the most glorious moments of my career
silence.
Right here. Please go first.
Not just to be sad. But to ground ourselves in our resistance.
To ground ourselves in our resistance. What does that even mean?
Look around you.
Look around you.
We are the people we've been...
I'm the Keebler Elf out here leading this Trump protest. The Keebler Elf.
Oh my gosh.
Make America great again! Whoa!
Yeah, this kind of feels fascist to me, yet they're out here protesting fascism. But it's not even beyond that. I mean, these are all semantics. I'm just talking about the feeling that I have in my bones. I'm just talking about my instinct and my spirit. That's just what it feels like. I mean, I feel like I'm being lectured up here by these radicals who really just don't like the results of the election, so they're trying to do anything. Yeah, F me. Here we go. So,
what up? Go F yourself.
Hey, why? Why? What's wrong with me?
Because assault is not boy talk, motherfucker.
I didn't. Who did I assault? Did you catch that? I just got assaulted.
And she slaps me in the face. Right after she says, assault is not boy talk, she then slaps me in the face.
Go f*** yourself, Alex Jones.
So there you go. No I just literally got hit in the face. You know what?
All right, you can pull it
down.
So that's
you're
what you know, you have to go through these videos, and you have to edit, like, every time these people talk. They can't even talk without saying F you, F that, F this, ugh. It's like, you know, read a book or something, man. You can figure out another way to insult me without just the F word, can't you? But those are the videos they want banned, folks. It's all on the Alex Jones channel. Check them out. Share those links. Make sure that CNN doesn't defeat us by spreading those videos.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this.